Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to Spirit Guidance with Shannon. We invite you to sit back and listen to how spirit guides and angels interact with us here on Earth. Would you like to ask a personal question? Please call 1-877-296-0345. Spirit Guide Interpreter Shannon Walbrin conducts individual sessions by phone. For more information, please go to www.spiritguidance.net.
Hi, and welcome to Spirit Guidance with Shannon. Our theme for today's show is understanding. That's what we'll be working on, and I'll be interpreting messages between you and your guides and angels. And it looks as though we already have a caller in the queue, so we'd like to welcome Brandy. Hi, Brandy, this is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Brandy. Do you have a question for your guides and angels?
Yes, I do.
Please go ahead.
Okay. I've been very confused lately about a career or my path and my purpose here, like a career for my best and highest good, or what path should I be on, or my full purpose for being here. I don't know if they all go together.
Yeah, so if we were to phrase that in the form of a question, taking into account that your guides and angels really know who you are, and since our theme is understanding, they really understand you and what you want, how would you ask your angel, how would you like to phrase that question for yourself?
What is, like, to guide me to a career that is for my best and highest good, that reflects,
okay,
you know, that puts me on my path?
How can you guide me to a career that is for my best and highest good? That's your question. And your guides are jumping in. There are 7 guides on this team, and they're all jumping forward with the strength of an Olympic team. And they're saying, not yet, Brandy. This is not the time for you to have a career for your highest good. This is the time for you to work, like at a normal job. So what they want you to do is to actually work at a normal job, a really ordinary 9-to-5 job, because your best and highest good is coming through in terms of your creativity. And they're showing me you making something that is really, really tiny. And you're using tools, and you're using like a pliers and a tweezers, and you're using something, and you're focusing on with a magnifying glass on something that is so small. Okay, so let me ask you, Brandy, have you already been doing this?
No.
What could it be that you love, to look at, that you love to think about, that you love to study, that this is going to actually be your next calling, but it is not for today because you haven't developed your expertise yet? Expertise actually takes 10,000 hours of practice. And they're saying that you've had probably 6 hours of practice on this. So, Brandy, may I say that what I'm seeing is making beaded jewelry. Okay, let me ask you, have you tried this yet?
Yeah, a long time ago, though.
Okay, and when you did it, they're telling me that you felt a sense of bliss, and you felt timelessness, and you felt that the world shut down, and you didn't notice anything else except for how to close that tiny little jump ring. Okay, ask yourself, is that true?
That's not how I remember it, but I'm not thinking of something.
No, don't worry. What do you remember about your experience?
I remember how hard it is to just try to jump into it.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff came out horrible.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to try it again, but can you see that it isn't something that you're going to be able to sell like tomorrow because you're going to need to develop your expertise? But every one of us has a calling, and you're asking for your soul calling, has a calling, and especially to work with one particular kingdom, the plant kingdom, the mineral kingdom, the animal kingdom, and sometimes the human kingdom, and sometimes the angelic kingdom. So the kingdom that you're being asked to work with is the mineral kingdom. It's the kingdom of gems. So to work, to find out what your birthstone is, do you know what your birthstone is?
Blue zircon. It's for December.
Okay. So to get a hold of anything that looks like that, and to look at alternative birthstones, because there are usually 3 or 4 for each of the months and for each of the signs, to find out what those are, and just to develop your work around your own birthstone for the next year is going to lead you towards your soul calling. I really want you to check in with us again, though, because that's a very beautiful but very challenging message for someone who doesn't remember that it was such a pleasurable experience. So what they're asking for you to do is to work with the gemstones in the mineral kingdom and to use pliers and tweezers and a magnifying glass, closing little hoops and little somethings, and make something beautiful. Could you please give that a try and see how it feels this time around?
Sure.
Okay, yeah. Give it a try. But they're just asking for you not to unite your soul calling with your career just yet. That'll come later.
Okay.
Well done. Thanks, Brandy. Take on the challenge and let's see what happens.
All right, great. Thank you.
Okay, cool. Check in with us
again.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you would also like to ask a question, just like Brandy did, you can ask a question about your career, about your health, about your love relationship, about your parenting, about where you should live in the world, about what you're being called to do. And the number to dial is 1-877-296-0345. So this program is called Spirit Guidance with Shannon. And we have several sections that we ordinarily do. We do drawing an angel card, we do a message from the plant kingdom, and we do drawing an architect card, and we also have a theme. And our theme for today's work is understanding. And so I went to look up the etymology, as I usually do, of the word that the angels and guides have prompted me with. And this word, understanding, actually has really, really ancient meanings, as you can imagine, because it's one of the gifts that God has given us, is understanding. Usually what we say when we're in a crisis is, I don't understand, why is this happening to me, what's going on? But understanding actually has a different meaning from getting it. The meaning is, under doesn't mean under necessarily, it can mean inter, to stand among. So I'm standing among my problems. I'm standing in the middle of my situation. And I can stand firmly in the middle of my situation. It also has the meaning of to stand before, which actually gives me a chill as I'm saying it, because we usually use that phrase, to stand before, when we say to stand before the king, to stand before God, to humbly stand before. You know, we're not talking about kneel before, and we're certainly not talking about lying down in front of. We're talking about holding our ground and standing with our own sense of self before God. And let's say in our own lives, how we can apply this is to stand before the problem that life has presented us with. Why does life present us with all of these problems anyway? Why is it so confusing? Why do we say, I don't understand this? All I want to do is understand this. It's true. We want to know the reasons why. Usually we want to know the reasons, why did this happen to me? Where does this come from? What is the cause? But, you know, that's really hard to sort out. You can say that it came from your parents. You can say this problem came from society. You can say that this disease, this illness, this difficulty came from our environment. But really, the challenging question, if we are going to stand among our problems as if they are tall stone pillars, as if we're standing at Stonehenge among our difficulties, and there they are like barriers and blockades, is to say, what is this for? I stand here before the king, and I ask you, what is my calling here? What is my challenge? Why am I going through this? And toward what am I going? So I would challenge you to take on understanding over the next week and further into a new level of understanding. I would like you to come to grips with not why did this happen to me, that serves some use, but for what is this happening to me? I had a wonderful conversation with a friend today who was talking about in the Old Testament, the challenges that are presented to the great heroes who are noble characters, people who are confronted with terrible things in their families and terrible things, war and all these kinds of difficulties, it is to create perseverance. And perseverance creates character. And character creates hope. And isn't that the cycle that we'd rather be in? rather than, oh, yeah, now I understand. I understand why I got divorced. I understand why my dad got cancer. I understand why. No, it is what is being given to us by this to take us forward. That understanding leads to this cycle, perseverance, character, and hope. Great, we've got another caller in the queue, and her name is Lizzie. Hey, Lizzie, this is Shannon.
Hi, Lizzie, how are you?
Hi, this is Shannon. Yeah, how can I help?
Lizzie, I'd like to know, when would I get out of my financial mess, or how would I get out of my financial mess?
I really love your question, how can I get out of my financial mess? They are willing to give you a timeline, but it does depend on how much effort you put into it. They're telling me that you are giving away not only your money, but also your power to other people in your immediate circle, and you're not holding on to the money for yourself. The money comes into your hands, and then it goes into other people's hands pretty immediately. Okay, let's check with you. Where does your money go?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Mm-hmm. Where does your money go?
Well, to all expenses and bills.
Uh-huh. Does it go to any other people? Do you give your money away to anybody else besides yourself?
Well, it's for other people, like my mom or family's expenses.
Yeah, okay. So this
example, her medical bills, etc.
I get it. This happens to be the problem that your guides are asking for you to confront first. The way for you to get out of your financial mess is to empower the other people in your circle to not take your money, but to generate their own money. So what you should be putting your full energy into is getting everybody who is right around you employed as workers, because they can make money, and they are taking your money, and you don't have money to take. So it is not fair that they are taking your money, even though you love them. They need to pay for their own bills. What the angels are telling me is they are able to work. It doesn't look like it to them, but if you look closely, they are ready. Are you willing to take that on?
Yes, I just have one question. How would I deal with my mom being medically ill, that's been boarded, that cannot work?
Okay, so this is what your angels are saying. It looks to you and me like she cannot work, and it also looks to her that she cannot work. But she's sitting around, and she actually can do something. Do you know that your mom can knit?
Yes.
She can knit hats and blankets, can't she?
Yeah, I'm sure she can.
Okay, so you're going to buy her wool, and you're going to make sure she has needles, and you're going to get her to make beautiful things that she can sell. She must generate her own income, or she will stay sick. One of the reasons that she's sick is that she's using up other people's energy and not your energy. Okay, do you see what your homework is?
Yes.
Okay, go for it. Start there.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Our next caller is called Dee, and we're going to take a call from Dee and have a question about something that the guides and angels can help with. Hey, Dee, are you ready?
Yes, hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. My question is pertaining to my career. Do you see any changes as far as what the guides are telling you?
Okay, so when you ask your guides, they already know everything about you, and they know what you do and all of that. So when you ask them the question, do you see any changes, they're saying, we see no changes whatsoever, and we think that that is a bad thing because we think Dee is working well under her capacity to work. We see Dee in a much higher position with much more management power than she has now. Right now she's just in an ordinary position, and people are bossing her around. We see her wearing the high heels, wearing the pearls, and giving orders and not taking no for an answer. But we don't see Dee stepping up to that role. Okay, Dee, check in with yourself. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. But I think
are
I'm
you
more
holding
on
yourself at a plateau of mediocrity, whereas you could be stepping up to something that's much, much higher?
Yes, and I think I'm doing that because I think I am on a spiritual journey, whatever that is. I'm not too sure. So I think I'm trying to find myself.
I think that's a terrific thing, and I would always support you on going on a spiritual journey. But what your angels are saying is that you are not tapping into your individual power and that you are actually a really amazing karate-type, powerful boss, manager who will always get things done and deliver before the deadline. And so if you can reframe your vision of yourself as someone with skill, someone with strength, someone with I can do it, then you can apply for the much higher positions that are coming available to you, and you will get them, and you will step in. Your spiritual journey, beautifully enough, has to do with empowering other people who are below you in the food chain to take on their own responsibilities. Now, could you role model that by really taking on a new responsibility of, I am regional manager? Okay, can I hear you say, I am regional manager?
I am regional manager.
Okay, so what are you right now?
I'm not a regional manager.
Okay, they're showing me that that is three steps up from where you are. Is that approximately correct?
Not really, no.
What do you think, Dee?
It's a little bit higher than that. And, you know, with the field that I am working in as we speak, it's not a regional manager position, so to speak. It would be more of a manager.
Okay, why don't you just, you just take that as an analogy and that'll be fine. What they're asking for you to do is, I can do it. I can take that promotion. I can see that opening and I can move into it. It's like driving. You see that opening, you're going to drive right into it and then you're going to make it through that green light. So right now you're driving in the slow lane and you're not even taking the gaps that you see. So what they're encouraging for you to do is to take your sights and set them on this goal that is three steps higher than yourself, and you are ready to take that on. Okay, Dee, can you hear that?
Yes, great.
Power, power to you. You are on your journey. Well done.
Thank you, great, awesome. Thank you.
God bless. You go. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Our next caller in the queue is called Heather. Hi, Heather. What's your question today?
Hey there. Good morning.
Hi.
Last year I met my twin flame, and the whole experience of it has been mostly frustration.
Yeah, and volatile, they're telling me. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it's funny because every time I come close to being able to let it all go, this person comes back into contact again, and then I kind of, you know, get all wound up again. Do they have any suggestions?
Is that what you'd really like to know? Do they have suggestions, or do you want to make it a little bit harder than that?
Well, kind of, I would love to know what to do with this.
Okay, what to do with this. I think that's even a better question. Could you just give us either the initial or the first name of the person?
N.
Sure, stick with N, that's fine. What should
N
I
as
do
in,
about...
as in not me.
Your question for your guys is, what should I do about N? What should I do about my relationship with N? And what they're
Correct.
Saying is, fan the flames, which means put more fuel on this fire. This volatile...
Holy crap.
I know. This volatile passion is exactly what you've been asking us for decades. Now we give it
Thank
to you,
you
and you want to throw it away? What are you talking about? Okay, that's their answer. And so you could say, you know, our theme for today is understanding. And it is, I don't understand what's going on. How can I stand in the middle of this, and what is it taking me towards? What fanning the flames is taking you towards is to realize that what you've been asking for all this time isn't exactly what you want. Actually, you'd prefer a much more harmonious and quiet relationship because that's really the kind of person that you are. You're an agreeable, get-along, quiet, kind of happy person, naturally optimistic and really gentle. And so you're going to go through this, but it's not done yet. You're going to go through this with N until you've had enough medicine, which you have not had yet. And then you're going to say, I am sick of this. This medicine is making me sick. And then you're going to go and hook up with a librarian, and that's going to make you totally much, much happier. You with me, Heather?
That's good to know.
You are really on the right track. Please keep a bit. Look, hit the fire while the fire is hot, and then go your own way. It'll be fine.
That's
good
to know.
Thank you for calling, Heather.
Thanks so much.
I send you off with good blessings. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Our next caller is called Mary Lou. If you'd also like to make a call, you can ring us at 1-877-296-0345. And if you're calling from South Africa, you put a 00 at the beginning of that. Hey, Mary Lou, this is Shannon. How can I help?
Hi, Shannon. Oh, you know, I would just like any message from Spirit.
The way that I work, Mary Lou, is I'm a translator. So you can choose an area of your life, or you can ask a specific question, and that is so much easier for me to translate. Because it's as if we go to France, and I'm your translator, and then you say, like, food? But actually, I would really love for you to say, where can I buy some really good French bread? And then I can get you a good answer. So I'm kind of like Google. You have to put something in the box. What would
okay.
you like to put in the box?
I really need to get my business back on track. Do you see anything?
What should I do to get my business back on track? Okay. What they're telling me is that your feng shui is really out of order in terms of your business. So they're saying that if you work on the external visual clues about your desk, your paperwork, your boxes, where you do your business, what it looks like, if you clean the heck out of that and make that so sparkling and organized and alphabetized and red and blue and green and color-coded in different boxes, then your business will actually really start to turn over, because it's not right now. They're telling me it's really not turning over, but they're also telling me that you are demotivated, uninterested, and couldn't care less about that business at the moment. Okay, is that true?
Well, it's sort of Mardi Gras in New Orleans. And that's where I am. So, yeah.
Okay, and so therefore, I am not that focused on my business right now?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Wait till the party is over, and then really, really get out your broom and your boxes and your tape and your labels and everything, and whip it into shape. Okay, I mean, they're showing me that the feng shui of your business is what is keeping it from functioning right now. Put the feng into functional. How does that sound to you, Mary Lou? Are you willing to take that on?
Absolutely. I've been working on it, actually.
Really? Oh, I love it. When I say you should, it sounds like you haven't. But actually, you should keep doing that, because that is what's going to get you back on track. Well done for already starting. That also tells me, Mary Lou, that you're already really in touch with your guides and angels, and that translator is only telling you something that you already knew, which is really, really wonderful. Thanks for the confirmation.
Thank you.
Yeah, take it easy and good luck.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. So we're going to go to our other segments of the show right now, which is drawing an angel card with regard to our theme of understanding. How can I bring more understanding into my life? We're going to ask the guides to help us with this tool called Doreen Virtue's Daily Guidance from Your Angels. And the card that they're going to show us is, I'm drawing it right now, ta-da, Cupid. Ooh, this relates to several of our callers, huh? We send great waves of love into your heart and mind, awakening your love for life itself. Your clear decision to accept and enjoy romance has triggered this reawakening. Allow yourself to spontaneously celebrate life and love in all of its glorious aspects. Now, isn't it true that love is one of the hardest things to understand? We want it and we want it and we want it, and then it arrives, and then it gives us so much trouble. It gives us headaches. Gives us sleepless nights. Is that person thinking about me? Should I call him? What is it all about? I don't understand. So this beautiful card is giving us a message about understanding, even in terms of difficulty of love. They're saying, just enjoy. Enjoy what romance is bringing to you. Romance has triggered this reawakening. You know, when I'm in love with life, I can stand in front of any problem, and I know that I'm in the presence of the divine, because that problem is a manifestation of my being alive. Thank goodness. I'm alive here, to tell the tale, to work through the problem. It's being given to me as a challenge, and I deserve it. I don't mean that in a bad way. I deserve to be punished. I deserve this challenge because I have been found worthy of taking on something so difficult that it even troubles me. I think that's a wonderful message about understanding. So our next segment that we go to is to ask for a message from the plant kingdom. So I was mentioning to one of our earlier callers that each of you has a calling to be in primary proximity to one of the kingdoms. It could be the mineral kingdom, in which you are connected to gems, beautiful diamonds, you know, stones, rock, building, construction, the things of the earth, the soil. You could be connected to the plant kingdom, in which you are asked to work with plant medicines or flowers or perfumes, for example, and essential oils. You can be connected to the animal kingdom, in which you have a very special gift and in which you understand, or you are able to stand with the creatures that God made, dogs and dolphins and cats and anybody who needs to talk to you. Or you can even be connected to the angelic kingdom, in which you can receive messages from beyond. And that's one of the things that I do, but I tap into all of the different kingdoms because they are gifts to us. We have 4 minutes left. If you'd like to fit in one more call, I think you could. The number is 1-877-296-0345. But our message from the plant kingdom today is from the plant nasturtium. Do you know the nasturtium plant? It's got a round leaf that looks like a plate, and it's got orange and yellow flowers that are sometimes used in salads or on wedding cake. So here's the message. For overemphasis on the intellect, for the treatment of mental strain sustained through study or overwork, this essence brings balance between the head chakras and the lower chakras. For those who tend to be overly in their heads, this remedy will put them more fully in touch with their physical bodies, connecting them with the vitality and warmth of the first, second, and third chakras, thereby expanding and spreading their energy. Oh, wonderful. So what nasturtium is helping us with is that struggle where we want to intellectualize and understand things with our brains only. Why? Like a 4-year-old. Why? In fact, nasturtium is telling us, relax. You're going to get there. Really harmonize your chakras, which means open yourself up to all of the different messages that you can get from many different levels. And you will make a comprehensive answer to your problem. Remember that comprehend is a synonym for understand. And what understand can also mean, I'm using the metaphor of standing, is to stand still instead of running around trying to think it through, think it. Okay, we've just got 2 minutes left, so I'm going to have to draw our last card. Today we're also working with Caroline Mace's archetype cards from the book Sacred Contracts. And the last one is a knight, as in a knight in shining armor. Do you have within you the archetype of a knight? Certainly you do. Someone who challenges things, someone who takes on causes. The light attributes are loyalty, romance, again with the romance, loyalty, romance, and chivalry, a love of honor. I'm going to say that this is quite mysterious, how we're asking for understanding and we're getting romance. You know, I think that by standing in the mysteries, we're having a romance with life and the problems that life is giving us. I'd like to thank all of the callers who phoned in today. Please tell your friends so that they can phone in next week. And as I wrap up, I would just like to thank all of the angels and guides who came together to work with us today, and I'd like to thank the Authentic You Media Network. You are guided.
You are guided. Thank you for listening to Spirit Guidance with Shannon, broadcast every week on Authentic You Radio. Would you like to schedule a personal session? For more information about Shannon's work, please go to www.spiritguidance.net.